1460 KXNO's Thirsty Thursday continues now as we head north to Whiskey River and Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic radio show powered by Mechdyne. Now, here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry, Brent Bloom, and Chris Williams.
It's the Mechdyne-powered Cyclone Fanatic radio show, live from Whiskey River in Ankeny. I'm Jared Stansberry. Come on out and join us here on a frigidly cold day in central Iowa. There's a big basketball game tonight between two ranked teams, most notably including the number 6 Michigan State Spartans. Come on out, watch that one, have some beers, have some drinks, or I guess both of those are the same thing. Have some food. No Brent Bloom tonight. He is somewhere in sunny California, which just further fuels my complete disdain for him. And Chris Williams will join us later on in the show. We'll also have Cyclone Fanatic intern Jacqueline Cordova in to talk about Iowa State's wrestling duel tomorrow night with Oklahoma at Hilton Coliseum. So for the first segment, I'm joined by Cyclone Fanatic's grizzled veteran, Robert Gray. Hello, friend.
Hello, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay.
You were able to dig the...
I got a physical coming up pretty soon.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to see the folks at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center?
Perhaps.
There you go. I hope you're okay.
They're the best. Yeah. Just haven't had one for a while, you know, and feel pretty bad about it, obviously, being on the show occasionally and, you know, fine folks that are at the Iowa Clinic and really, you know...
Well, we're sponsored.
Get your physical wherever you're at.
Sponsored by Mechdyne here, but we are sponsored by Iowa Clinic on other stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to say, why'd you go there?
We always talk about it on...
Yeah,
on,
that's on our pregame show. On the pregame show, yeah.
Yep.
Way to make a good first impression, Rob. You look really dejected now. Are you okay?
I'm just wondering why I volunteered to come out and fill in.
It's okay. I could have had Kirk Holland in here, and everybody would have turned it off because we would have had a nerd on the show.
Smart one, though.
Well, yeah.
Your back and forth was pretty good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you were able to get the Prius dug out from the snow and able to get on over here to Whiskey River. All right, let's start with what happened earlier this week. Iowa State with a 4-point loss in Allen Fieldhouse. Obviously, I think that there's some positives. Obviously, there's some negatives as well. And, you know, you think about that game, and as well as they played for really 35 minutes outside of a 5-minute stretch from about the 12-minute mark to the 7-minute mark, that's really encouraging. But that 5-minute stretch where you really couldn't get a stop at all against the Jayhawks, and they were able to kind of get to the rim at will, I mean, it leaves you kind of feeling weird, I think, heading into the Big 12 SEC showdown on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's weird enough anyway, right?
Right.
The almost midpoint conference season clash with the Ole Miss. I agree completely with your characterization of the game. I mean, it looked like they were going to be immune to the inevitable Kansas run that is always talked about and almost always occurs, just because of how well they had played and kept Kansas in check and looked like the better team all night. And then, yes, that stretch, they could not get a stop, to say the least. Hung around the three-point line probably too much. Didn't force the issue on that end. I mean, 14-0 run and you know, be a battle back a little bit. But, I mean, you know, in that building, you just can't let that happen. Especially, it's one thing to give up that type of a run like that midway through the first half, or even early in the second half, but to happen right down, in the critical, way, closing several minutes there, doomed them. But as you said, I mean, a lot to be pleased about, too. I think the team still feels good about itself, and I think the players feel good about each other, which is hugely important. You can go off and maybe knock off another top 25 win away from conference. Maybe it's a nice little reboot. Maybe it's a nice little... You know, keep working the same way, but new opponent on the road, get back and win a couple at home and get rolling.
Yeah, and I think the thing that's most discouraging about that 14-0 stretch that they went through is, you know, you can live with a guy like Dedrick Lawson kicking your butt for a period of the game. And obviously he kicked their butt for really the entire game.
Yeah.
But that's a guy who's an All-American, is one of the best players in the country, the second leading scorer in the Big 12, But when it's people like Marcus Garrett, who has struggled offensively, is not a guy that is a threat to shoot the basketball, you know what he's going to do offensively. The only way that he can really hurt you, you know, through a prolonged stretch of time. And for it to be guys like him, Devon Dotson, even, you know, I guess it was really just those two, or and then even maybe Gerald Vick a little bit.
Yeah.
But for it to be them and not, like, that's what I thought was frustrating. Where it's, you think Iowa State had the decided advantage in the backcourt, and then it's the guys in the backcourt that at the end of the day kind of really turned the tide for Kansas in that game, rather than being Dedrick Lawson, where when you look at the game going into it, you're like, that is obviously where Kansas has its most decided advantage.
Yeah, and to be, as Coach Prohm said, to have those guys playing downhill, you know, not being able to just, you know, stay in front, just on the ball defense, you know, and then on the screens, I think Mariel Shayok said maybe thought they were a little slow, which has been, they've been dynamite on switching screens. They've known when to,
right.
You know, obviously you almost always want to go below the screen, but knowing when you can get away with going over the top. And it's led to them obviously being that top 20, what are they, 24th now in adjusted defensive
Iowa State
efficiency?
Yeah, somewhere right
and like 14th in the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their ability to switch so well and play is a big part of that. And also just better on-ball defense. That's why that, yes, is very, very disappointing in that aspect too, that if you could just, you know, improve in those areas a little bit, that run isn't as severe, and maybe you've got a chance to actually sweep the regular season series with the Jayhawks.
Yeah, and it's just – I think that we're seeing that Kansas team really come together now. They're, you know, when they came to Hilton earlier in the season, you could just tell that they were not in any way the same team that you expect to see from them. And now you're seeing Dotson start to take some steps forward. Garrett is starting to take some steps forward, averaging something like 20 points a game in their last three contests. And you know, they're definitely going to win a lot of basketball games here down the stretch, I think. And you know, for Iowa State now, you're still in a position where you're going to be in the race to win the Big 12 title. But you look around the rest of the league, Texas Tech is faltering, is really starting to fade a little bit from where they were at earlier. I mean, they just cannot score the basketball, which is a very serious problem in the sport. Kansas State is about where I think everybody thought they would be going into the season. Now, all of a sudden, they've turned the corner having Dean Wade back. Maybe we discounted how important he was, considering the fact that they were able to make it to the Elite Eight last year without him. And then even Baylor, you know, that's a team that I don't know anybody had much expectation for them, but now they've won four straight, I think, after starting out 0-2 in league play.
Did they have a loss in Kansas mixed in somewhere in their good streak? I your point's well taken. They're playing really good basketball, and the win over the Cyclones, where, you know, that's one, you know, certainly could have had, but Baylor made the plays when they needed to get that 3-point win. But yeah, they're playing great basketball and playing with great effort. Even that loss to Kansas, whenever it occurred.
Yeah, it was. They started out 1-1, lost to TCU, then beat Iowa State, and then lost to Kansas.
That's right. I mean, they were down, 17, 18 late, narrowed it to like 4 points.
Man, this TV has turned up loud.
Good Lord, yes.
Yeah, that's loud.
But yeah, and I mean, Oklahoma is, I still think can make some noise. I mean, it's going to be crazy week to week, Monday to Saturday, Tuesday to Saturday, Wednesday to Saturday. And, you know, maybe you can – I mean, can't lose any more at home. You just gotta roll – you know, run the table that way.
Yeah. And the thing that I'll give that I think is an advantage for Iowa State compared to some of the other teams that are in that mix at the top, you get through Saturday, which, man, we'll talk about this later on. I want to talk about this with Chris when he gets here. Just – I think that it's so stupid when they play – this game, but like I said, we'll talk about that with Chris a little bit later on. But then you come back and you get a home game against West Virginia to close the month. Then you get a home game against Texas to start the month of February next Saturday. Go on the road to Oklahoma, TCU, Kansas State, Baylor, TCU. I mean, Iowa State doesn't have that many more games against these teams that are right there in that top mix. You got to go on the road to Manhattan, and then you have Texas Tech coming to town later on. Other than that, there's some games here that Iowa State should, I think Iowa State could put together a pretty good stretch of games going into that game in Manhattan on February 16th. We've got four straight Three of them are at home against West Virginia, Texas, on the road at Oklahoma, and then home against TCU. All four of those seem very winnable to me.
No, absolutely. And, again, the way they've played on the road, except in stretches, I mean, leads me to believe they can go out and get a couple more out there.
Yeah,
and if they want to contend and you can hold court at home. Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And TCU, I think, as well.
They could beat Texas and West Virginia on the road.
I mean, here it is, as crazy as it all is, and one of the reasons Steve Prohm texted his team on Tuesday about how much he likes the team and loves what they're doing and really thinks it can be a special season. They can win all these games because they've demonstrated that. They're three losses by, what, a combined 10 points in league play. You just can't have an F stretch. You can't have a stretch of 4 to 5 minutes where you get an F on both ends. And, you know, an A the rest of the game doesn't allow you to pull off a win, especially on the road against a quality opponent then. And, you know, they'll have bad stretches. Every team does. But as long as they minimize the bad stretch and it's only kind of bad, I really like where they're going, just like Coach Prohm does.
See, and I think you made a really good point right there where you mentioned the F stretch on both ends of the court, because during that 14-0 run, as much as you were having troubles on the defensive end, they were having trouble on the offensive end as well, where you're forcing shots, you're shooting shots that you probably shouldn't be taking. I mean, Kansas had six team fouls, at I think the 11-minute mark, right when that run was starting, and then all of a sudden Iowa State stopped attacking the basket. And when you do that in that situation, you're going to give a team an opportunity to be able to make a run and come back in the basketball game. And, you know, Talen Horton-Tucker, we've known all along that he has a tendency to force some shots. That's just kind of the game that he plays. He makes them sometimes, and you know what? At some points, you just got to be like, all right, we're just going to eat it. But then there's times, too, where, you know, the score's 53-53, and there's one pass, and it's him doing a step-back three-pointer that turns into a lob at the other end off of a transition. And, you know, and that's the type of thing where I think you see the youth of the team come into play. And that's where I think a guy like Mariel Shayok really needs to step up and say, give me the basketball because I'm going to be the guy that stops this run. Right now, it doesn't feel like they have a guy who is a run stopper. And someone has to come in and take that position. And whether that's Shayok, whether it's Lindell Wigginton, if he can figure out a way to get things going offensively, someone needs to step into that role, because I see that being one of the glaring issues they have right now and why they've gone a couple games in a row now where they have these stretches where they'll go 5 minutes and they'll score 0 or 2 points.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it has to be Shayok at this time, given, I mean, he's the league-leading scorer. He's shooting it well. I mean, strangely, every now and then, every game, there are a couple head-scratching times where he fails to finish at the rim, even though he's so good at getting to it and usually finishing there. But great, just off the dribble threes, spot up, whatever. I mean, I think he commands respect in that room. I think Lindell can, but Lindell's got to shake this funk. I think we'd agree that attack, attack, attack for him. Just attack the basket over and over and over and over again until you start to, then I think he can maybe start to get comfortable behind the 3-point line again, too. You know, we had to work through sometimes not always getting calls as a freshman last year. He's probably going to have to work through a little bit more because of how much he struggled. But once he does, I mean, I think he's a force again. And, you know, we can talk about whether he should start. Maybe that changes his mindset. It shouldn't. His mindset should be the same no matter what. And I know a lot of fans were down on him after that game, which I think is ludicrous. But at the same time, he did have a poor game. And, you know, we didn't want to. So let's hope this week the work is continuing and they can go down to Ole Miss and, you know, get an emphatic out-of-conference road win.
It's time for a quick message from our friends at Carl Chevrolet. What does it mean to you that Carl Chevrolet is the number one 5-star platinum GM-certified pre-owned dealer in the nation? It means a continued commitment to excellence. You can purchase your next GM-certified pre-owned vehicle from the best, and our premium quality and care means that you never have to worry, period. We don't just rubber stamp your car certified. Our success is due to our constant process of doing things right every day for our customers. And with repeat business of over 50%, our customers prove it. Come experience why more people in the nation drive one of our certified vehicles than any other GM dealer. Find new roads at carlchevrolet.com and buy with confidence today. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock. What are you pointing at? Oh, man.
It's a Fran McCaffrey outburst. 12-9 Spartans, 7 minutes in.
They started
in
out.
Iowa City.
I think it was 4-0, 6-0 to start the game, too. So the Spartans are on a, what the heck? Yeah, that's the, that might have been warranting little bit of an outrage.
Yep.
You mentioned the game on Saturday against Ole Miss. We'll talk more about the Big 12 SEC showdown Saturday morning. I will note that we are going to be doing a game watch here with our, you know, our buddies at Wide Right, Natty Light, here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Have all kinds of specials. Doors are going to open at 10 a.m. You can come out, hang out with me, Chris Williams. I think that Rob's going
to
come.
I'm going to be a late arrival because I got to cart the kids around to a couple things, including help coach my son's hoops game.
But, what kind of offense do you guys run? The Princeton, the flex?
We're pretty basic at this point. We're just working on having them use screens, trying to get them to do the pick and roll, trying to make them space the floor.
You run the one kid picks up his dribble, everybody runs to him offense to get it and says, hey, right here.
No, they you shout out their name.
Yeah,
exactly. My son's name's Derek, so he had a big game last game. He's really improved.
What's the high score that you guys have put up?
He dropped in about six hoops.
Okay.
Hit the boards pretty well.
There we go. Double, maybe?
Took it there. But pretty close.
There we go. We got a little miniature Charles Barkley out here, Derek Gray.
You're darn right.
We'll bring Chris Williams in here when we come back. You're listening to the MechDyne-powered Cyclone Fanatic radio show on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with MechDyne. Are you interested in a sales career or working with a world-class team and elite clients all over the globe? Listen up, MechDyne is currently looking for talented sales rock stars with a relentless focus on developing strong client relationships and understanding client needs so that they can make the best use of their technology investments. You'll get to work for an awesome company with a super fun culture that I've seen firsthand with my own eyes. Even better, these guys are hardcore Cyclone fanatics. You gotta love that. So visit their careers page at MechDyne.com. That's MechDyne.com. Check them out today.
For the second straight year, Whiskey River, located in Ankeny's Prairie Trail District, is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic radio show for the Iowa State athletic season. Whether it's a Saturday night out with the bros or lunch with the family, Whiskey River and Ankeny's great food, drinks, and friendly service makes it the perfect spot for any occasion. Whiskey River's wall-to-wall TVs make it the perfect place to watch football, baseball, and every sport in between. Plus, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff to talk Cyclone sports on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
It's time to start a new year in a new Chevy at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Right now, all 2018 and 19 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LTs are supplier priced. Or get up to 16% off select 2019 in-stock Equinox models when financed with GM Financial. Plus, with the largest inventory and selection of new Chevrolets in Iowa, over 2,100, the selection has never been better to choose from. And with more incentives on all new Chevys than any other dealer in the area, let us be your dealer for life at Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details and pricing online 24 hours a day at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Dr. Peter Buck, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For the past 25 years, I've had the privilege of providing care to Cyclone Nation varsity athletes on the sidelines and courtside. The physicians of Iowa State McFarland Sports Medicine are the official team physicians for ISU athletes. My colleagues, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Warmy, and I specialize in orthopedic care for athletes of all ages and levels. Need a sports injury evaluation? Find out more at McFarland Sports Medicine. Or call 515-239-4475.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams. We're in the heart of football season now, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, and I owe a lot of that to Dr. Kruger at the Ames Eye Clinic. Also, their Des Moines location is, they're called Des Moines Eye Care in Des Moines. Same guys, really great eye doctors. I never thought that I had eye problems. I don't really have problems seeing or anything like that, but I was suffering from chronic headaches. I mean, it was nonstop. I always had a headache. And I think a lot of it was because I stared at a screen all day. Dr. Kruger took a look at my eyes, took him about a half hour, and he knew exactly what was wrong. Prescribed me some glasses that now I use while I'm on my computer, while I'm working for you guys at Cyclone Fanatic all day. And man, has it made a difference. I'm even sleeping better. I challenge you, if you have a problem like this, any sort of eye problem, to contact our friends at Des Moines Eye Care and the Ames Eye Clinic. You can check out DesMoinesEyeCare.com or AmesEyeClinic.com. I would encourage you to do this and tell them that we sent you. Tell them thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Cyclone Fanatic. Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33, and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro.
It's the Mendine-powered Cyclone Fanatic radio show, live from Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Those Mendine guys, I'm not kidding. You guys might wake up one day and I'm not working for Cyclone Fanatic anymore. I took a job at Mendine. Go to their careers page. Check them out. It's a phenomenal company up there. I mean, these guys are smarts equivalent of, like, Deontay Burton's dunking ability. That's how smart these guys are. Mendine. There you go. How's that for an endorsement?
They probably wouldn't hire us then.
Probably not.
That's
like I say that. There's no way I could get a job there. I'm not smart enough.
I was just going to say, Rob, do you want to meet at the food bank?
Yeah,
when we got to go and collect our unemployment after Chris leaves.
Speaking of the food bank, I was there with Iowa Pork on Monday.
Outstanding.
Yeah, the Iowa Pork producers, good friends of ours here at Cyclone Fanatic. They donated $25,000 in pork. It'll feed like 175,000 Iowans, and that was a really cool thing to be a part of, and I thank them for inviting me to be there. Wow, what a great group. It's funny, I was joking around with them how many pork producers I know in the state of Iowa now who are, every time I'm walking around Jack Trice, it's some random, hey, will you? It's a pork producer over there drinking a beer. You know, he's smoking some ribs.
Yeah.
Like, they're great guys. Love them.
You should ask if we could have some of their ribs.
They bring us food often.
Yeah. Jeff Woody eats it all.
Yeah, I mean, Woody, yeah, just annihilates it.
Yeah. Neither one of us ever get any because Jeff just has an undying hunger for pork.
I feel like Woody could just eat 24/7.
It's probably the football player in him. He probably had to eat 24/7 for a while.
But it's a good thing he's doing the CrossFit all the time. Otherwise, he'd just be fat.
Yeah, we were talking about something like that the other day about how he used to be fat, like when he first got out of college. And then he started doing CrossFit, and now he's not fat anymore.
So what usually happens, because I have a bunch of friends who are former players, and they either get fat or they get really skinny.
Yeah, lose all the weight that they had on their frames.
The linemen will often get insanely skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still have an athletic build, but they're not. Yeah. They realize the type of shift it is. And
my old roommate, he's a cop in Orlando now. But he was an offensive lineman at Iowa State. And I went and visited him a couple years after we graduated. And when I hadn't seen him, and I didn't recognize him hardly, because he had gone from, like, he looked like an NFL lineman, and now he's like this 6'3" skinny guy. It was crazy.
But still skinny relative.
Oh, yeah, speaking. But still kick my ass.
Still a huge guy.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk about the Big 12 SEC Challenge. I think the first conversation that I think comes out of this is the timing aspect. And I know we talk about this every, what is this, the third year that they've played it at this, or third or fourth year that they've played it at this
Might
time?
Be the, yeah.
I think fourth, it's the
maybe.
Fourth year.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about it? I think that it's stupid. And I know that that's how a lot of people probably feel about it as well. Chris, do you think that this is a good thing, maybe to get out of conference play, and maybe gives you an opportunity to reset on your how everything's going, I guess?
I agree with you that it's stupid. However, I refuse to make a big deal out of it.
Okay.
Because, like, I would be a hypocrite, and let me point it out to you this way. I, as a fan of the sport, enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Like, when Iowa State's on the road, so this is going to be great tomorrow or Saturday, because I'm going to come here to our game watch, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to root for these Big 12 teams all day. I understand why they did what they did when they do it all on one day. I'll tell you what was, even if we think this is stupid, you know what was way dumber? When they had the Big 12 SEC Challenge that went over the course of like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? There'd be like one in like late November, they'd all, and it, like, you didn't even realize it was going on. At least when the Big Ten and the ACC are doing it, it's like, oh, this is two nights, and I'm locking down, I'm rooting for the Big Ten, or I'm rooting for the ACC. You couldn't even keep track of it with this. So I like this better than that alternative. I will say that. I think it's entertaining for a fan, and I know I'm in the minority on this.
One thing I will say.
But I'll say this. Just let me just.
Yeah, for sure.
If I'm Steve Prohm or Bill Self or whoever, I hate it.
Yeah, because they used to get a Saturday where you got it off.
Yes.
In the way that Big 12 play was originally.
Like, basketball-wise, it sucks for those teams. Yeah. Fan-wise, I like it.
And one thing I will say, too, is that they did a. And I think that this was probably almost by pure luck, that the fact that this worked out the way it did. But you end up with some pretty good matchups this year, just as far as teams that have been playing well.
Saturday's going to be a great day of hoops.
Yeah, and I mean, the Iowa State-Ole Miss game.
It's a great game.
Going into the year, I don't think that anyone would have probably expected it to be anything of note, but that's now probably the headliner of those 11 a.m. games, number 24 versus number 20.
Yeah.
And then I think Kansas State and Texas A&M can be a pretty good game,
that'd
despite the fact
game.
That A&M hasn't played that well as of late. But then you, like, going into the year, you looked at it and you're like, oh, Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, that could be great. Well, now Vanderbilt, their best player got hurt, so they're not near as good as what they were. Tennessee is the best team in the nation. I don't think anyone would have expected West Virginia to be what they are this year, but that still could be a fun game. And then LSU, okay, I guess that's
where
not
is that
part
game
of the
at?
Challenge.
Where is the Tennessee-West Virginia game?
It's in Knoxville.
Okay, yeah.
But at the end of the day, it all boils down to the game at 5 o'clock and the one that's going to get all of the pub. And what really I think that this challenge is created for the game between Kansas and Kentucky, to just set it up and we can play this on a random Saturday.
Where January. Is that one at?
It is in Lexington.
Okay, so the...
But they've played each other every year in the challenge, basically.
Now, how good is the Big 12?
Good question.
You know,
I think it's good, but I don't think there's anyone elite. I don't see with Kansas' roster how they can, even if they mesh perfectly well, get on a roll, how they can be elite.
I would pick Kansas if it was in Lawrence, but when it's in Kentucky, I would take Kentucky. I don't think Kentucky's that good either.
I think, too, like, to make this more of a broad conversation, I'm sorry, I'm kind of changing it off of
no,
that.
No, sure.
But I was thinking about the Big 12 yesterday, because I was kind of comparing it to the women's, because I was with the women, and I was breaking down the where it's at, and who are these teams, like, what do we know about them at this point, et cetera. And then I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Let me do this for the guys. And I'm kind of with Rob, where it's like, I think Kansas is good.
Yeah. Iowa State's good.
K-State's
good.
I swear to God, and people are starting to call me a homer or whatever, I think Iowa State has the best team in the Big 12.
I can't disagree with you.
I think they had the best. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win the league.
Yep.
Because those two losses are going to come back to hurt them. I think the Kansas State one is one that we're all going to be like at the end of the year.
Yep.
I think they are the best team in the league, and I think they'll only get better. Kansas will, too. And we kind of, Jared, didn't you think we saw that on Kansas on Monday night? Like, we saw layers of them where it's like, okay, here comes the snowball. It's rolling down the hill. This is Bill Self.
Well, and I told Rob that, here, first I'll say, I think that Iowa State has an opportunity to be the team that goes the deepest in the NCAA tournament. It wouldn't shock me at all.
Because Kansas doesn't have good enough, they don't shoot enough, and they don't shoot well enough, they don't have good enough guards.
And we all know that it all comes down to the matchups at the end of the day in the NCAA tournament. But Iowa State has the best opportunity to match up with just about anybody. And that's the first thing I was going to say. Secondly, with Kansas, they have the guys to be a very good to great team. They have a top-end player in Dedrick Lawson who is going to put up numbers in every single game that Kansas plays this year. But the difference is that when they have too many times where guys like Marcus Garrett and LeGerald Vick are not playing to the level they should be. But when you get like they did on Monday, where Marcus Garrett scores 20-something points and LeGerald Vick is knocking down the open shots that he gets, and Devon Dotson, 2 years from now, everybody in Central Iowa is going to hate Devon Dotson. That's the next Frank Mason. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I already know it. And like,
Garrett was the guy that kind of popped for me the other night, and I was like, okay, here they come. These guys are finally figuring it out, and they're going to rattle off like 10 in a row.
He would have had 30 if he wouldn't have been if he wasn't like the worst free throw shooter in the nation as a two guard.
I don't know. I'm wondering, like, if the league this year, I think it's 1 through 10 the toughest, like, as far as like depth goes. I don't know if it has the top end team that could like win the national championship, but I see a ton of teams that I'm like, oh, they're a 5 seed. See, oh, they're a 6 seed. Yep. They're a 4 seed.
And that's what I was going to say about this challenge is that the Big 12, I think 1 through 10, any of those teams can beat each other on a given night. We saw it with West Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, West Virginia
we literally just saw it. Not
a good team, but they could beat anybody in the league on any given night if you're playing them in Morgantown. In the SEC, I know what happened in the Vanderbilt-Tennessee game last night. They probably should have lost that game on the road in Nashville. But Tennessee, I legitimately think if I was picking a team to win the national championship today, I think that's the one that I would pick.
Tennessee?
We saw them in
really?
That team
wow.
is really good, man.
Yeah, I haven't seen them enough.
And just what they've got at each layer of the court. Grant Williams, I mean, he destroyed Iowa State last
I wish they
year.
Didn't get or I wish they didn't get West Virginia in this.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'd be more interesting.
Oh, if they played Kansas?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Even if Iowa State played them this year, that would be a great game.
I want to see Iowa State play.
That was such a farce last year.
Everybody's
those two
like,
teams playing each other.
Yeah, I kind of got mocked because I picked them to beat Tech, which turned out to be right, and then I picked them to beat Kansas. But I legitimately believed it.
Yeah.
Like, I think this Iowa State team ceiling, like, I am higher on this team going into February than I was any of the Hoiberg teams. I'm serious. Like, they're just so versatile. Now, it hasn't all peaked, but that's why I'm so high on them, because I believe that it will. And I think that they're like 75% of the way.
Well, and that's what Rob and I were talking about before, where it's you look at this next stretch of games that they have coming up after the Big 12 SEC Challenge, where you've got West Virginia, Texas, Oklahoma, and TCU. Three of those games are at home. Would you be surprised if they won all four of them?
No, and I think it's going to be a really fun month.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the women's schedule, it's very similar.
They like played a lot of teams at the beginning. I mean, just top-heavy teams.
Both teams did, yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that you have Tech and Kansas on the road out of the way.
Right.
You split. Like, let's just say.
Already had to go to Baylor.
Let's say hypothetically you beat Tech at home. They'll be favored by 5 or 6 in that game.
Mm. In the last game of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that means you went 3-1 against Tech in Kansas. Anybody would have signed up for that at the beginning of the year.
Right. Well, and I think you legitimately have an opportunity to sweep West Virginia. It's tough to play in Morgantown. Always,
I think you can sweep Oklahoma.
You can sweep West Virginia. Yeah. You can sweep Oklahoma. You already swept Oklahoma State.
Maybe you can sweep TCU.
Why couldn't Iowa State
TCU
win?
TCU and Texas.
Why couldn't they win at Kansas State?
I think they could. But let's talk about Kansas State for a minute here, though, because with Dean Wade back, Barry Brown, as good as he is, and
they're good. They're really good.
They got a lot of nice players that can take over a game at certain times. I think they're, even though we know the style that they play under elite head coach Bruce Weber.
You heard Chris Beard say they're the best defensive team in the Big 12 the other night, didn't you?
I think that they are, actually.
45 points from the Red Raiders. That's elite defense by an elite defensive coach.
No doubt, but they also have guys that can take over a game on the offensive end and more than one.
Yeah, you're right, Chris.
So, I'm not right?
No, I'm saying what he was doing over there.
I almost think, now they haven't played Kansas yet, and we know weird things can happen when they play and all that. They're as much of the team to beat, I think, as anybody else in the league, given how hot they've been since Wade came back and how much talent they have.
Like, would it surprise you if Kansas State won in Lawrence?
No. Would somebody's going to win there. They defend
you're
so well.
You're right, Rob. They're not getting talked about enough. Because that defense just travels. And the crazy thing about that, because I was looking, just because I have friends who are interested in gambling, and the number on that game the other night was 120. Tech and Kansas.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two best defensive teams in the league.
I was like.
Did they expect Culver to go off for 50 or something?
Well, as crazy as it was, like, I was like, that still seems like low, just in general in college basketball. And they just annihilated the under in that game.
Wasn't the final like 56 or 60 to 45
like
or something?
It was just stupid. Yeah.
If Texas Tech scores 60 in a game, that's almost a lock to win. I mean, more often than not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I would take, clearly after this week, I think Kansas State's better than Tech. I think that they're the, but I still think Iowa State has the best team.
Baylor is the wild card right
Scott
now.
Drew, man, he's doing some work down there.
And everybody tries to question
him. He's a czar.
This might be finally the year when I take him up on his questions about eligibility. I might have to go join the team.
You don't.
Replace Tristan Clark.
I literally just got back from there. You don't want to go there.
At least I could. Hey, at least if I went there, then you would have a reason to come back to Waco, and then we could actually
go
to the.
Check out
you
the
could
branch
hang out
Indians.
With Scott Drew.
You could go check out the Branch Davidian compound. You think Scott Drew's ever been to the Davidians compound?
No.
I doubt he has. Do you think
maybe
he has?
That's what we should go to Waco and do? Get some content where it's us and Scott Drew go into the.
No, God.
Can you talk about ghosts, too?
I've talked about the Branch Davidian complex so much in the last 48 hours. But I was, I just was so into it, like, because that damn FX series came out. And of course, I can't just watch the series and appreciate it for what it is. I've got to read 2 books, watch 4 documentaries.
Oh, I've been all deep in the Project Blue Book.
You're an alien guy now?
Man, I've always been an alien guy. Don't act like I haven't. We've been talking about the aliens
but I kind of thought you were mocking me back in the day. Like, you're legit locked in.
I watched
here.
Unacknowledged with you.
Do you think that they're here or do you think that they are coming?
They've been here, bro.
Yeah,
they've been here forever.
Centuries.
Jesus, are you guys ancient astronaut theorists?
So you don't think that the aliens have been here?
I don't discount the almost likelihood of extraterrestrial life. Now,
do you think that they've been here?
In the sense of that you're talking? No, I don't think
yes,
so.
They have. They're living amongst us.
I think it's possible.
Everybody knows this.
I think it's possible, but I don't think.
Do you think it's possible that the deep state has covered up all of the evidence that the aliens are here because they're protecting their industry, their oil industry, and their warmongers?
Absolutely.
I think that there are a lot of other things they could cover up. For said reasons, and I would think they would also not allow that they would really tamp down on the massive amounts of paranormal TV shows and tours and talk and everything else that is out
no,
there.
No, because now the when
they use Hollywood to soften it before
exactly.
They let us know.
Well, when they let those shows run because they want everybody to think they're fake. It's,
yeah.
it's
well,
the
and then they let the ridiculous. Yeah,
real.
They let the ridiculous people speak the most.
What did you point at me for?
Oh no, I was just putting my hands out. It was just a general gesture.
You ever heard about the Denver airport?
I was thinking of people like David Childress.
What do you think's going on underneath that Denver airport, Rob?
I think it's a. I like the airport. I like it actually.
It's satanic.
What?
Yeah, it's like end of days satanic.
Really?
Yeah, the New World Order lives under the Denver airport.
Well,
that's just why. That's just like why the.
I think if I sat and listened, talked to you long enough, Chris, it would live under everything.
That's just like why so many abandoned trains sit around. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. So that then they can load us up when it's time for the New World Order to take over, load us up in their in the trains and take us away.
If somebody's tuning into KXNO right now for the first time, they're like, huh? What's going on here? This is Cyclone Fanatic Radio on 1460 KXNO.
Powered by Mechdyne.
Indeed. We're here at Whiskey River.
Those guys must really be cringing.
What are the specials on Saturday?
Okay, so the big game watch, we're having a Bloody Mary bar.
Okay. Do you like Bloody Marys?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not a fan.
Is it the vegetable, the tomato juice that bothers you?
Well, we've got something for you then, because you can get deals on buckets of beer.
Okay.
And you can also get $3 apple pie shots.
Okay.
You were here for the infamous Texas game when they were giving away free apple pie shots.
Well, they were going to.
And then the clones couldn't score.
Yeah, and then they couldn't score. So then there was there wasn't much apple pie flowing. That was that was definitely.
This place was crazy that night.
I got here. Jackie, how long before the game were we here at the Texas game? And we still couldn't get a table. 2 hours?
Yeah,
2 hours and you couldn't get a table in here. So
that's awesome.
If you want to come hang out with us at on Saturday, you better get here right at 10 a.m. when the doors open.
The doors open at 10, and the fellas from Wide Right and Natty Light will be here as well.
And they'll be hammered when they get here at 10 a.m. if I know them.
Probably. I'm going to have my daughter with me, so everybody's going to have to, keep it on the.
We're the family guys. I'm going to be late because I'm helping coach my son's team.
Oh, okay.
And then I got to take my daughter to Jazzorama at the middle school.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Well, I just drop her off. They have concert that night.
Yeah.
Which I will thoroughly enjoy, of course.
Oh, okay.
But so I'll be in a little bit late. But hopefully the Cyclones will have a solid lead.
Sounds
when
good.
I arrive.
All right, we're going to bring Jackie in here, talk about some wrestling. I'm going to have a special surprise from EZ coming back. I haven't told him about it yet, but I'm going to.
Oh.
You're listening to the Mechdyne Powered Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO. Hey, guys. It's Jared here with another message from Mechdyne. Are you looking to jumpstart your IT career, or maybe you're a student looking to earn some extra cash? Well, listen up. Mechdyne is currently looking to hire both full-time and part-time IT help desk agents to respond to and help troubleshoot client IT technical issues. You can get your foot in the door at an awesome company with a super fun culture that I've seen firsthand with my own eyes. So go visit the career page at mechdyne.com. That's mechdyne.com. Check them out today.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Hi, this is Dr. Thomas Greenwald, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For over 25 years, I've taken care of ISU athletes and am an official team physician of Iowa State athletes. I'm a proud supporter of Cyclone Nation. As an orthopedic surgeon, I specialize in musculoskeletal care for athletes of all ages, from high school to collegiate athletes to adult weekend warriors. Trust McFarland Orthopedic Sports Medicine and my colleagues Dr. Buck and Dr. Warmy and I for extraordinary sports injury care and rehabilitation. Visit us on the web at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatic sent you.
Did you hear? Carl Chevrolet has been named the number one five-star Platinum GM certified dealer in the nation. What does it mean to you? It means that we have sold more certified Chevrolet, Buick, and GMCs than any GM dealer in the nation. Again, it also means you can put your trust in us. A Carl Chevrolet Platinum Quality GM Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle provides you peace of mind, knowing that your vehicle is held to the highest standards. That's the trust and security we provide every customer, every day. This is what sets a Carl Chevrolet 5-Star Platinum Vehicle apart from the rest. Find new roads and experience the Carl Certified Difference yourself at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, Exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
This is Iowa Diamond President Chuck Kuba. After 20 years of serving engagement and wedding couples, I can't help but reflect back on the thousands of wonderful folks we've helped and ask myself, how can we be so lucky? Is it our incredible ring selection or the quiet private atmosphere? Then came the epiphany. Out of all the people in the world, we make you feel like you are the most important people in the world. Because at that moment, to all of us at Iowa Diamond, you are. Visit us at iowadiamond.com or in person anytime. You'll see what I mean.
X gon' give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock.
I have declared tomorrow a national holiday. The great American philosopher, rapper, businessman, entrepreneur, whatever you want to call him, DMX will be released from prison.
Hallelujah.
Rough Riders anthem must ring through the streets for the entire day.
Indeed. Indeed.
I just needed to spread awareness for that.
Well, that's good. It's good. People need to celebrate.
Before we talk about wrestling with Jacqueline here on the MechDyne-powered Cyclone Fanatic radio show, it's time for a quick word from our friends at Carl Chevrolet. Attention business owners. It's time to start the new year in a new Chevy at the Midwest's number one business elite dealer, Carl Chevrolet. Right now, all 2018 and 19 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LTs are supplier priced. Plus, qualified buyers can stack up and save with the 2019 Business Choice Program, which includes two-year, 24,000-mile scheduled maintenance, upfit cash allowances of up to $1,200, and the best work truck and fleet inventory in the Midwest. It's time to find new roads and experience why more businesses depend on the number one Chevy business elite dealer, Carl Chevrolet, than any other Chevy dealer in the Midwest. See our full work truck and fleet inventory online at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock. What's up, Jacqueline?
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Iowa State taking on Oklahoma tomorrow night. What time?
7 o'clock.
Hilton Coliseum?
Yep.
So, you guys know, I'm a basketball guy. I don't know anything about wrestling. Tell me why I should care about the duel between Iowa State and Oklahoma.
You need to care about Iowa State wrestling in general, not just tomorrow night, because they are on the come up. They are on their second year of Dresser being the head coach, and they're currently going through their rebuild, and I think they're hitting a really good stride. They are on a 5-win streak right now, and this weekend's going to bring a new set of competition they haven't had so far. So I think it's 100% worth your time, even if you don't know what's going on.
Oklahoma, are they still really good?
They used to be. They've been down for a number of years. Jackie was saying, you know, they usually have a couple of guys. It looks like that's the case again this season with a couple of ranked guys. What are some of the key matches you like? I mean, we know Austin Gomez is going to – he's a beast. And I know he's probably been a huge, element to I think the rebuild accelerating into something a lot more exciting than I think people thought in year two. But what do you see as some of the keys against? I mean, Cyclones are ranked 15th by the NWCA, and Oklahoma's unranked but getting votes. Cyclones should win, but obviously some key things have to happen, right?
Yep. On paper, you'll think Iowa State looks better than Oklahoma just because we do have more guys ranked for Iowa State than they do for Oklahoma. As far as key matches go, their only ranked wrestlers are at 141 and 197. So Ian Parker will have two ranked opponents this weekend, so it'll start on Friday, and then Sam Colbrey has the other one. And Ian is just coming back from having had that bad concussion, so it'll be interesting to just see him get back out there with tough competition. He always gets praised really highly by all the staff, so it's just exciting to see him get back out there, show what he can do. I think Dresser Justice, maybe this week or the prior week, called Parker one of the toughest guys in the rooms, and Colbrey has been doing really, really well, just showing what he's capable of and being really explosive. So it'll be fun to see him go against guys that are going to, you know, not be easy on them. So it'll be really good to see what Colbrey really is capable of when he's pushed to his limits.
So we're only 2 years out from when they won, what, one duel?
I think so, yeah.
What is it that has allowed them to take so many steps forward in now year two under Dresser? Because even last year, I mean, I know at the end of the season they were performing a lot better, but then, you know, right away off the bat, they were able to hang tough with Iowa right to the very end, and then now, like you said, the 5-duel win streak. What is it that has kind of helped them turn a corner here?
I think the biggest thing, and even in conversations I've had with both Dresser and Metcalf this week, it's a lot. They go a lot on guys are finally trusting them. And so I think with the roster changes from last season to this season, and then just guys actually wanting to see results on the mat, they're just committed. They don't want to lose. They talk about how committed they are to cleaning up their act outside of the wrestling room and actually showing up to go 100%. And they're showing that now. As you can see, they're wrestling from start to finish. They're showing more action in the third period. So I think it's just, there was just literally during that off season they had time to reflect that it sucks to lose. So I think they're just ready to see those results.
What about the influx, you know, of really highly talented recruits and again the contagious nature of guys taking that coaching and turning it into I'm going to dominate, which yet, you know, yeah, people would talk about it down this in the later years under KJ. But you get guys, you talked about Parker, I think the sky's the limit for him, and Colbrey, great raw talent, but was very up and down, and now putting the pieces together. How deep is that room? And I assume greater results against opponents starts with the fact that you got to scrap every day for that spot in the lineup.
I guess from conversations we've had with the guys, in the wrestling room, I think the energy and the relationship they have with each other have really changed from everyone is pushing each other to be their best. Whereas I feel like last season you had guys who were kind of half in, half out. And now that you've brought in guys like Austin Gomez, and now you have Willie Miklas, who is older and has been at it for a long time and has a really impressive resume, you have just these guys who are just naturally committed to this and are going to give 100% whether or not the team as a whole is doing it. I think their energy and their commitment is just contagious to everyone else. Colbrey just this week said that it made no sense to be a guy who was going in and putting in the amount of hours they do to practice and train and then not see results on the mat. So I feel like everybody's buying into that together.
Gotcha.
So then, I mean, I think this is probably a better question for you, Rob. You know, every sport you talk about just like the process of being able to rebuild. How hard is that in a sport like wrestling where there's so many, I mean, you only get one guy at each spot that can compete on a nightly basis, you know, but at the same time you need to have the depth where it's like, okay, you've got that one, but then at the same time they've got to wrestle this guy to make them feel uncomfortable about their spot and on a daily basis where it's just like challenges and stuff like that. How hard is that to be able to make those steps forward to where, and I know they've got a guy like David Carr who's redshirting right now for next year, just like to build that talent base back up from what it was 2 years ago to now, like take the steps forward where, you know, what are they, 18th in the country right now?
15th.
So to get from where you're at 15th to back in the top 10, back in the, and competing to get a trophy at the national tournament.
It all starts with building that depth through quality recruiting classes.
That was never that big of a problem, though, was it?
But Jackson would get guys, and they didn't seem to develop, okay, unless they were already at a really high end at the beginning. Whereas these guys and Dresser, you know, I know he can't get down and into it on the mat as much as he used to, but it's probably bothering him quite a bit. But they're so hands-on, and they're so, I mean, they built up that talent base, and they had a certain technique in coaching which fostered a very hard-nosed approach to things and a very much a, I think the internal competition is really, really deep. I think the last couple of years for KJ, they had a few weight classes where they could have competition there, but they needed one guy to wrestle. That was the only guy that gave them any kind of a shot. Whereas I think, you know, we've seen, I'm sure in tournaments too, a lot of the guys, whether they're redshirting or just competing for Iowa State, they're doing some good things too. So, you know, KJ, a lot of injuries in a KJ too, and that would really waylay a couple seasons before the last, you know, dud or two. This team is better built to withstand those sorts of things because they've got guys waiting in the wings. And the fact that wrestling's unique in the fact that guys who are redshirting or not, you know, making the lineup for your standard dual meets can compete in tournaments, opens, and all of that. It just seems like, and I think it's important not to downplay the enthusiasm that was Dresser's hiring was met with from fans. So you immediately saw some more people start to fill Hilton. Jackie can talk about how what the atmosphere is like now, which is starting to, I think, get pretty darn exciting again. But I think, you know, it's some of the same elements, but I think you can help keep people engaged via those tournaments too, where it's not just like sitting on the bench, but you've got actual wrestling to do outside of practice.
Well, and I know that realistically you're not going to get back to like the golden age of Iowa State wrestling just because the landscape of college wrestling is different with places like Penn State and Iowa and Oklahoma State, and it's just to get back into that conversation is difficult. But how far are they away from just being able to get into the level where they're competing with those schools consistently, like I said, to get a trophy again at the tournament and just to be able to, you know, be in the conversation to win a national title?
I'd say they're really close even right now. Now, we'll see how they do in a tournament setting and all that, but the fact that they are Iowa State, now that story history mattered. Even though they've been down for a few years, that matters. You know, if you're Stony Brook or something and you're down for a number of years, it's a little bit harder when you don't have a Dan Gable to look back on, or, you know, many of the other great champions they've had there, you know, Kale and, you know, just so many great guys. But Jackie, I mean, you can you know, attest to this. I mean, seeing these guys a lot more than I am. What have you seen, and how far do you think away they are?
Well, unfortunately, we got to go. Sorry. Thanks, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Great job, Jackie.
You've been listening to the MechDyne Powered Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
From the Wild Rose Casino and Resort Studios, this is 1460 KXNO, Des Moines Sports Station, KKTM HD2, KXNO Des Moines.